It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1. Monts Radio RX 93.1. And good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is a Tuesday. I got confused.
What a DJ fail.
I'm sorry.
Good morning, everyone. It is a Tuesday. It's like a combination of Tuesday, Thursday, and Wednesday.
I know. I wasn't sure. I thought it was a Wednesday. Then I realized it can't be a Wednesday.
What's about
we're not playing old songs.
You know, the 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, those are the sort of blah days in a week.
For me, Tuesday.
Like, they're all forgettable.
Because at least Wednesday, parang we're halfway. Thursday, parang we're almost there. Pag Tuesday, parang ugh. Parang ugh. It's not a Monday. At least yung Monday, parang first day of the week.
You don't say it like that.
No, I mean like...
You remember how we said good morning.
Even the complaining is a something.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
Tuesday,
true.
It's like, I can't really complain because I was here already yesterday.
Yesterday, but you can't really celebrate because it's not anywhere close
so
to
So for
Friday.
Me, Tuesday is like the longest day of the week.
Oh, talaga, like all three. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Except for the fact that it's a riot Wednesday and it's fun.
Because
it's like
no, 80s, no. The only thing we agree on is that there's something to complain about every day.
I know.
Especially in the morning.
What a bunch of bitches.
I know, right? Okay, so we've got a top 10 for you.
Okay.
Thank you to Shivana for suggesting this. We are looking for the top 10 business slogans.
Business slogans.
It's up to you to give us the business and come up with a slogan.
Okay.
So for instance, ang example that Shivana gave, patay ang aming hanap buhay. Funeral parlor.
Funeral parlor. Right.
All right. So anything at all. You can come up with any business slogan for any business.
All right.
And
could be monkey.
It can be, yes. Yeah. It can be somebody
could be
else's
one of those,
business.
It could be one of those naughty businesses.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Actually, right. You can come up with even non-existent businesses.
Yung mga quote-unquote family KTV.
Yeah. Or kunyari yung imbento ka.
Yeah.
Yung taga-kamot ng kilikili or something.
Well, yeah.
And then come up with a slogan.
It could be a theoretical business.
A theoretical
business.
It could
be like an actual business.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So the top 10 business slogans.
So it's all about getting up in your business.
Yes. You know, don't mind your own business. Get into other people's businesses.
Exactly.
And, she's gonna do a Gina Boy.
Morning.
Hindi, dapat pag Gina Boy, tuloy-tuloy ka lang.
Okay, wala
walang good morning.
Parang walang nangyari. Parang, alam
mo kanina ka pa nandito.
Mga 30 minutes ka na nandito, tapos tipong nagbanyo ka lang.
The other day, what was that? Yesterday or the other day, somebody actually tweeted, oh my gosh, Del just did a Gina Boy. Yung bigla na lang sumama sa usapan.
On Monday, I think.
Yesterday. All right, so if you want to join us, just key in RX space your entries and send them to 2299. Or you can always tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag business slogan.
Thursday.
Kanina pa ako. And Tuesday.
So the hashtag is business slogan.
Business slogans. All right. With an S.
Welcome to a Tuesday morning. Today is July 16. Oh my gosh, it's the anniversary of the 1990 earthquake. Okay. That was July 16. I was freshman in college. Maybe I shouldn't have said that.
I'd rather not say, let's not remember
it.
When we're 17 floors up.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, sorry, it was just that something I remember because I was a freshman.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway.
What was Chico doing?
I was in the house of DJ.
I was DJ.
All right. I got the news. I read about this and it seems right.
Yeah. It's just fair.
Haven't heard of Stacey Ann Ferguson? Well, she's publicly known as Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas and now she wants to legally change her name. The singer filed papers to switch her moniker to Fergie Dumel after being married to actor Josh Dumel for 4.5 years. The couple is currently expecting their first baby together. She's not the only star who has an alternate identity. Charlie Sheen's true name is Carlos Irwin Estevez.
Oh, right, because he's the brother of Emilio Estevez.
Emilio, but I swear Charlie Sheen sounds so much better.
But nowadays he calls himself a warlock.
A warlock, right?
That's his other alter ego. Right.
Nicholas Cage was born Nicholas Kim Coppola, and Whoopi Goldberg was christened Carrie Elaine Johnson. Believe it or not, Chevy Chase's first and middle name are Cornelius Crane.
Wow.
So he's
that's
a Cornelius
like a Harry
Crane
Harry Potter
Chase?
Theme,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like he's from Harry Potter.
Speaking of Harry Potter, we have some news later. Oh. Anyway, Jamie Foxx was born Eric Bishop. Singer Katy Perry changed her name from the slightly more generic sounding Katherine Hudson. Also, she was referred to as Kate Hudson.
Yeah,
she
could have
been Kate Hudson. So she could have been Kate Hudson.
Basketball player Ron Artest legally changed his name to Meta World Peace. I couldn't believe this when he did this.
And he actually wanted to change his name again to something else after Meta World Peace.
Weirdo. And football star Chad Johnson called himself Chad Ochocinco, which recently changed it back.
85?
Well, because she's Fergie Ferg, right?
Yeah.
Or about Chad Ochocinco?
Ay, nako.
Measurements? Well, hello there.
Well, hello there, Chad. How was the Chad?
But she was Fergie Ferg. But yeah, I think Fergie with Ferg. Her... But it's just better to say Fergie Dumel.
Yeah.
Right.
Because Stacey Ann Ferguson, it just sounds so like a regular
clean
person.
Clean girl next door. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't know that she was pregnant.
Yeah, neither did I actually.
She's going to lose that body.
I don't know. Do you think it's a mismatch? I mean, physically.
Physically, yeah.
Yeah, no, because Josh Dumel is just so...
But Fergie is hot.
Well, that's
hot.
True.
Not pretty.
Not pretty.
I mean, she's pretty...
Because Josh is pretty.
Yeah. But I think he likes the body.
Yeah.
Because she has a rocking body.
I guess it's the whole package.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's just that if you compare her to the great beauties.
And you expect a Josh Dumel looking guy to go for someone a little bit, well, I'll state the obvious, someone younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone more like waif-like. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just the image
Catherine
we get.
Catherine Heigl.
By then.
I actually really... What was that movie where
they
had to adopt the kid?
Yeah.
With all the poop jokes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love them in that film.
But I think Katherine Heigl is a little hard to handle.
Yeah.
Because she's so pretty, though. See Fergie has a pinkish quality.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, she does. She's a little tough.
Yung tough na...
Like attitude.
Yung, they're not really pretty. Especially pink. She's not really pretty. Yeah. Pero meron siyang dating. And the body, you know... Well, si Pink medyo manish yung body. Pero, di ba, they have something. That oomph. That, tsaka, you're a little scared of them.
I guess so, yeah.
More of Pink.
More of Pink.
All right, there you go. That's the news of first one today here on the show. You got C, D, and G this Tuesday morning. All the way until 10, as usual. On Manila's hottest RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Shivana for suggesting this. The top 10 business slogans. So let's start off with the Kuya Maui. Let's give you some examples. Linis na ang tubo mo, pati pa ang mister mo.
I don't think they'd like that.
Yeah. No? No?
Unless there's a wife who wants to get her husband off her back, you know?
At saka, no, parang you're marketing it to the housewives.
Mm-hmm. Who might not know about their, diba? You know, their husbands are on the down low.
Yeah, exactly. And Callie Byrne says, hanap patay, funeral homes. Yeah. Yes, na hanap buhay.
Right.
Hanap patay.
Kasi ang hanap nila, patay. Kuya
pag
Maui
may patay,
says,
buhay.
Buhay ang business. Kami
pag
ang
patay, great.
Di ba? Kami ang puntahan... kami ang puntahan mga outside de Colombo. Nightclub. Di ba? When your wife kicks you out, you come to us.
The Colombo is the mosquitero, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mosquito na.
Yeah.
Also,
I hate that that's a Filipino thing.
Which one?
That in Filipino culture, it's kind of acceptable. A little acceptable, I think.
What?
Just cheating in that way.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, not acceptable, not accepted, but tolerated.
Or people say they don't do it, but really they do.
Or
there's a lot of double speak.
Yeah. Or yung, alam mo yun,
yung... I wouldn't want that.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, think about it this way. Like, if you were the guy, how would you feel if, like, your wife was going to, like, a, you know...
A strip club.
A strip club.
Yeah.
And buti lang sa... You know what? Maintindihan ko pa kung nanonood ka lang. Because it's just like watching online or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Which you do. Which most people...
which most people, I mean, nowadays you, do. Which most people...
Most people do.
Nowadays do because it's, the access is so easy.
Right.
But the question is that all you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, well, I mean, if you're obviously...
already there, it's just one step away. That's the thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Although to some people's credit... Meron namang nanonood lang.
Yeah.
Meron namang nahahatak lang ng barkada.
Basta nandun ka sa labas,
tapos,
eh.
Diba? Tapos nag-order lang ng iced tea. Kasi meron namang ganun.
How specific.
The outside part, that's the safe part.
What outside
part? I mean, if what's the outside part?
No, no. I mean,
I've never been
in the middle area.
The main area. Kasi parang, unless you go to like the a private
the karaoke rooms.
Then that's the, you know.
Is that where things happen?
That's where things can happen.
Well, it depends naman kasi. Because obviously, if there's a lot of you, then... Well,
not
know.
Too much will happen. Diba?
I mean, if you're... Yeah.
If you're a group naman, diba parang...
You're not gonna in front of each other. Or who knows?
No. I mean, most wouldn't. That's kind of weird.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You'd be surprised. But it's a Filipino thing that people kind of think it's okay. I don't get it.
I don't know. I come from a family where that's really not...
Yeah.
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 I mean, what if the girls did it to the guys?
Yeah, exactly. Right? And I think the guys would react more violently.
Yeah.
Like, infinitely more violently than the girls would. Even if you're not...
Because their ego would also be hurt.
No, but yeah, plus it's a territory thing.
Yeah.
But you know what I've heard? For the, like, the, you know, the bars where it's the guys who strip.
Yeah.
You, like, before, it used to be, like, all the Beckys are there.
Yeah.
I've heard that recently, the gay guys are already complaining because it's, like, all mostly girls. Like, what used to be just for gays, now it's really, like, girls are going more
dapat
and more.
Meron ng, ano, no? Male club, female club, gay club.
Yeah, something like that. Because, as in, like, talagang, it, like, there were, like, a lot of the ones who used to... go there na parang it's just all the gay guys. Hmm. Parang how come there are so many girls?
So kasama ka ba sa pagpila ng clinician na to?
Di nga. No, I just heard. I don't know if until now, but I've heard this comment about maybe, I don't know, 5 years ago. So I don't know if the trend
it's a phase,
continued.
Yeah,
at kailangan nating i-test.
Ay, kumapilit kayo.
For the sake of...
Basta pinilit nyo.
This is for educational purposes
Educational. Ay. Diba? And Chenong says, ito yung ano slogan ng... Ang business niya, spotter sila sa gym.
Mm.
So, ang ano niya dun, ang slogan niya para sa mga customers niya. Ako sa bakal, ikaw sa bakla. Ako spotter mo eh.
Spotter mo eh.
Ako sa bakal.
Ikaw sa bakla.
Ikaw yung bahala doon.
I like that.
So kanya-kanya tayo.
May trade-off eh.
Oo. Parang may ano tayo.
Malaki katawan ko pero takot ako.
Basta hanggang bakal lang ako. Ikaw na yung bahala sa ano. And also, let's see here. Okay. Wait! I'm getting it from the internet! Okay, from Camila. Popogi ka na, magkakaload ka pa. Pagupitan ng Becky.
Ayos, diba? Diba?
Gumanda na yung buhok mo, nagupitan ka na.
Magkaload ka pa.
Hindi ka pa nagbayad, may load ka pa.
Oh. Ikaw pa yung parang binayaran.
Ikaw pa yung binayaran para maging pogi. Oh, diba? And for Rene
Boises. Because your good looks are, it's a gain for us.
Oh. Itlog ay siguradong bago. Poultry.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang mercury?
Ano ba yan? Yeah.
Kamot ay
laging something. Yeah.
Siguradong bago.
Siguradong bago ang laging... Na, basta.
Bago kamot ang, ay laging.
Oo. Siguradong
kamot ay laging sigurado. Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Soul says, lahat dito nilamas ng mabuti. Bakery. Hindi, di ba? Diba yung dough?
I don't even know if it is a bakery. I don't think it's a bakery. I don't think I'd like the thought of it.
Tapos Chenong says,
if you don't do that, matikas yung bread.
You can't overdo it either.
Yeah, you can't.
That's true.
Masa is the term for it, right?
Yes.
Camilo says, pawis mo pera ko. Jim.
Right.
Oh, that's actually nice. Yeah. Chenong says, sinong nagsabi na sa fairy tales lang ang may happy endings? Spa.
Hindi lang sa fairy tales. You feel so relaxed, diba? Parang it's such a happy thing to end with.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 business slogans comes from Kuya Maui.
Kuya Maui says,
Anal-anal lang pag may time. Attorney.
Attorney, yeah.
Well, because some of them specialize in that.
Exactly.
Yeah, in annulment.
Exactly. In annulment. Yeah. Diba? So, pag may time.
Or make time.
Or make time for it.
Hindi, syempre, you want out in a marriage.
Only if you're ready.
If you're
half-hearted about it,
No.
Baka mabigla ka eh. Parang it might be such a shock for you to lose a loved one.
Exactly.
I remember my dad.
If it's final.
My dad's a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
And he's also a pastor, so you know, kind of a weird thing to be at the same time. And he charges too much for an annulment.
So that he doesn't have to.
Yeah. But if people really want his services, he'll do it. But to discourage him from doing that, he'd rather just put a high price.
Don't you have an option though to turn down a client?
You can, but sometimes there's so much in trouble, you know?
Yeah. Well, I guess that's true.
Actually, I guess it's not that good for business.
And annulment naman kasi is a lot harder to get than divorce, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well, also because the wheels of justice in the United States, you know, court proceedings are just faster.
Yeah.
So you could get divorced.
Tsaka alam ko kasi parang there are only certain like scenarios where you can get an annulment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's like divorce, parang
divorce kasi parang nag-away lang kayo, pwede na, if you're both willing to do so, you can get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But with annulment, like,
tsaka parang with annulment, you're proving pa that there was no marriage.
Yeah.
It's actually a little more difficult.
It's tricky. Well, there's divorce, which means the marriage was okay from the beginning up until the point that you guys wanted to separate.
Ayaw niyo na.
No.
And then you want to get out of the contract.
Yeah.
There's the annulment, which means it was valid for a time, but now it isn't.
Yeah.
And then there's the nullity. From the beginning.
You were never married.
I don't remember the specifics, but I remember in when I was taking some classes, they had to tell you which part, you know, it's a clear thing where you ask for an annulment.
Or a nullity.
Or it's a null and void from the very beginning, stuff like that.
Kasi basta may null naman dun. Annulment.
Well, that was my question. Void. Isn't it annulment na lang?
Oh, when you think about it, because may null din naman.
Oh, may null din naman sa loob eh, of the word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basta may null.
Basta may null.
Hello, null.
So there.
Well, there, nully.
Diba? So, the top 10 business slogans. You can invent your own business. Ah. Parang yung spotter sa gym. Hello, wala namang business.
Wala namang talagang business. Talaga. Right. Who knows?
I mean, you're a trainer, but you're not a spotter. Yeah. Diba? So, if you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Business Slogans.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio. RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to Shivana for suggesting this. The top 10 business slogans. From Camilo.
Oo, bukas kami sa lahat na gustong kumain.
Karinderia.
Karinderia.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, why would you turn away customers?
Lalo na yung mga 24 hours. O diba, according to Tuguda, 25 hours. Open 25 hours.
Para yung mga open 8 days a week.
Yung mga ganun.
Right.
Yeah. Midnight Cree says, ang slogan nila, may balak ka, no? Liquor store.
May alak.
Pero ang cute, ha? Uh-oh. Like, can you imagine a big sign in front of a liquor store? May balak ka, no?
Ay, yung tipong may balak ba? Question mark. Tapos ano?
May alak kami.
It's a lot like how, like a really popular motel store or motel chain.
Motel.
You know, once you see that logo, you know it's
you know it's that. Yeah.
So parang what if your liquor store had something like that na may balak? You know?
Yeah. Or saka sometimes it's a wink-wink.
Yeah.
I mean, when your logo already is a symbol for like shh.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, you know, parang,
for privacy.
Oo nga, no, for privacy, that's what it is.
Cristiano Ronaldo says, yeah.
No, wala lang. I just remembered like when I was in grade one, that logo was already there.
Oh, man. From the very start.
Well, I used to go to, my school is in Nagtahan.
Yeah. Mm.
So we would pass through Santa Mesa from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And it was riddled with motels. Like, motels.
And you used to live in an area, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diba?
Super lapid.
But Santa Mesa, like Stop and Shop area.
Yeah.
It's like one after the other. It's like more than a block even.
And there's one in Manila na parang the shape, the very shape of it is so weird. Kasi it's like a road. Tapos the rooms are on each side.
Yun yun.
That's
true. Ayun ba yun?
Yeah. Ayun ba yun?
And then, saka niyon, it's like a V. So you on one road you'll have two rows of motels, and then on the other V,
another two rows. Mm-hmm.
Another two rows.
No, I mean the actual motel.
Yeah.
Like inside, it's just one road. Tas naka ano sila, so parang para siyang what do you call it, a drive,
like a drive through. Mm-hmm. And then I remember when I was young, I was so curious as to what that sign meant.
I remember this place called, I think, Harana. Mm-hmm. Is it Harana? Because I was learning how to read.
Yeah.
When I was in, those were the first.
Those were the first words.
First words. Well, because you know, Tagalog is easier to read, right?
Yeah.
So I remember thinking Harana, and then I remembered asking our driver, like, what was that?
Yeah.
What does that mean? And of course, he said, like, you know,
the
serenade.
Yeah, the serenade.
But of course, when I got a little older, I understood what that was. But it looked so strange, that motel.
You know what? One of the funniest.
Mahal kita.
Lodge.
Dansalan.
No, my favorite parang thing that happened with motels. I saw this taxi cab. Tapos, it was turning. Mm. Yung pagpasok kasi sa motel, magta-turn ka sa mismong road.
Yeah.
And then magta-turn ka into the motel.
Right.
So there are two turns.
Yeah.
I was right behind the taxi cab. So when it turned, going into the street pa lang, not inside the motel, I suddenly saw two heads go up. Tapos pakita nila, ay, kalye pa. You really saw them.
They're
like,
really hiding.
Natago talaga. Oh. Like, I was like laughing my
but
head off.
I don't
off.
Think that happens now anymore.
Not anymore.
I don't
think
so.
This was a long time ago.
And if I'm not mistaken, from what I heard, they really value your privacy. That's why, like, they have, like, hand signals.
Yeah.
To just signal which room you want.
Mm.
Pero it's just so funny. Kasi talaga, when you see taxi cabs na nakikita mo from where you are, walang laman, mm-hmm. going into a motel. Obviously, may tao yun.
Yeah.
Kasi, why would an empty taxi
unless
go inside?
Somebody inside the motel is calling for a taxi.
Ah, pwede.
That could also work.
Mga ano sila, like, the radio.
Radio.
Yeah.
Pwede.
And, like, it's funny lang kasi you really, diba the term is biglang liko.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you really see it.
Yeah, although that still happens.
They won't even,
won't
like, they won't use their signal light, tas bigla na lang liliko.
Where we used to live, right?
Yeah, diba we used to live in the same
neighbors
area.
Neighbors kami. And then, like, that area, bigla na lang, oh.
Daming bumibigla.
You could get in an accident.
Because they suddenly turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pero I really found it quirky that they had, like, hand signals.
Yeah.
Parang one for this room.
Pero ang galing.
For this room.
Diba?
And they were so, ano, like...
I mean, how does one learn those signals? If, let's say you're a newbie,
there's
how
a billboard.
Would you know? Oh, there's a billboard.
From what I hear.
You seem to know a lot.
No, because I've driven past it so many times.
Yeah.
May signals talaga.
Oo. Tapos, from what I heard naman from my HRM friends, they're really strict.
What do you mean?
Like, they're really strict with their employees.
Oh.
Because, like, you think, na it's a motel, it's shady or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're, you know, their staff, they're very, very
you know, professional.
Can you imagine what kind of talk those people have?
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I saw grabby
during their breaks.
You know when you I heard. Like when you park inside like one of the garages.
I heard that.
Parang ano, parang what you call this? Aircraft carrier. Yung ang bibilis nila. Ang takbo
yeah,
talaga.
They're so efficient.
Akyat linis. The door of the garage and then pasok baba. Mm.
Tapos ano pa?
Parang they're rushing, ganyan.
Ano pa?
Hindi ko na, yun lang ang nakwento sa akin.
Tapos masarap yung pagkain daw nila.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah, because they actually deliver. Uh-huh. You know that?
The other day, I was right behind a delivery motorcycle. Mm. For the one that sounds like the club at the fort used to be.
Mm. Which one? Which club?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Is that
no,
the one?
No, it's not a, it's a restaurant.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. That's an actual restaurant, Del.
And then I'm thinking it's a motel.
It's
not.
It's a no. It's which a pancit place, and they have really good.
I've heard of it.
So that's not a motel.
It's not a motel.
So which one is the motel that serves good food?
It's a flower.
It's a flower.
Is it? It's a flower, right?
It's a flower.
Yeah, that's a flower. Kaya it's called the Bulaklakan ng Pasig. Because it's all a row of flowery places.
Pero.
You know what? Because I go to.
Pero ano, wait. I think you have something here.
Before you say that, because I go to Purple Oven.
Yeah.
And you have to make a turn near Dahlia.
Yes.
So oh, but there's one nearer your house now. There's one
in
McKinley.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, there's one in McKinley.
Oh, no. When I used to live in Canley. And then I'm like, oh no, people can see me. They think, you know, something.
Uy, si Delamar bumibiglang liko.
Hindi naman sila. Di ba may mga hindi nagtatanggap ng. Like if you're alone.
Yeah. They don't allow it.
They don't allow it.
Well, and they don't allow more than two.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I hear.
Among other things.
Huh? Ah.
May mga hindi allowed.
Alaga?
Certain.
Ah.
Like, well, like what's allowed in one?
Discrimination, yeah.
Discrimination.
Sobra. Sorry. And Cristiano Reynaldo says...
Huli.
Cristiano Reynaldo
Huli
says...
Huli kabalbon.
For a bakery, just dough it. Ang galing, no? Leah says, tattoo ka namin, mauutal ka tatalap. Huh? Sa suka nila, mauutal ka tatalap.
Takot na ako dyan sa mga ganyan eh.
Like stutter or yeah.
It just scares me because of Michael V and what he said.
No. Pero diba, yung
to.
Pero,
but I don't even want to think about cats anymore.
But you can't say that mauutal ka sa sarap and speak straight. So
right.
It has to be like, tattoo ka namin, mautal ka tatalap. Fat Kid Inside says, we'll teach you muscle control. Gym.
Mm.
Yeah. Sabay na sabay pa sa
I see.
Kuya Maui says, magbabuyan tayo. Piggery.
Piggery.
Right.
Camilo says, monkey business is our business.
Zoo?
A zoo. Kuya Maui says, magtukaan tayo.
It's
poultry?
A, ano?
Poultry.
Or an aviary.
Akala ko kasi ano eh, sabungan.
Ah, pwede rin.
Pwede rin sabungan.
Pwede rin sabungan. For Renny Boy says, hindi po kami magician.
Parlor.
Parlor. Ellis Dominique says, for a donut shop, and you want them to buy your donuts.
Okay.
A donut buy. Parang donut, bili kayo.
Tapos, diba? yung mga customer, ano ba talaga?
Ano ba talaga? Donut
bibili ba
buy.
Ako hindi?
Di ba? Parang...
You know, can I just tell you that I am obsessed with a specific donut.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if you just knew how much self-control I'm exercising not to eat it every chance I get.
Yeah.
Oh eat my. What?
Donut. Remember the donuts you hid up the thing?
Oh, right. Yeah.
It's
oh my
so
gosh.
Good.
Have you tried eating the hole first?
There's no hole.
How can you eat the hole first?
From the donut, from the inside.
It's
there's
a hole.
No, hole.
No, I mean, yung sa gitna ng donut.
Well,
how do you eat
there's
it?
No, there's a hole. How can you eat a hole?
No, not the hole. Like
the
right.
Rim. Well, what is it called?
Wow.
What is it called? Sige nga. The inner diameter. Ano? It's called the rim.
If you say so.
Yes, you guys are so bustos.
If you say so.
It's called the rim.
Okay. Okay already.
Right.
Yeah, you're the expert.
No, I beg to differ. Someone.
Oh my gosh, kasi diba sa bagay, they should come up with donuts na, diba iba-ibang variants yan. They should come up with na maliit lang yung, yung parang there's more donut.
And then?
Parang so 80% whole. More donut. Tapos ang parang, liit lang, so mas maliit yung butas.
Okay, diba? Then? Parang wala lang, parang mas busog. And wouldn't it be cute? Yung parang yung donut, same size, pero smaller hole.
It looks weird.
Huh? Actually, that would look kind of weird.
It looks
parang
so
nagkamali
weird.
Lang.
Parang tumaba yung donut. Parang tumaba lang yung donut.
And the reason why the hole has to be big is because... well, because...
so what?
No, because you fry a donut, dude.
I know. And
you
then?
You fry it. So for them to get it, there's a like a stick.
No, you can always just use
a scooper.
Like a scooper.
Well, it's easier to drain kasi...
Did they used to put the donuts into like... Parang do they like stack them on sticks or wala?
I think... I don't know, but I think you know because they need to drain the oil.
The
right?
oil. Before. No, but usually what you do, at least in the baking class that we took up, was you have this parang sandok
mesh?
Pero butas yung ilalim.
Yeah.
So that's what you use to scoop out the donuts, and then you put it on a paper towel.
Because diba, like they've started selling the dough that came from the hole.
Yeah.
Diba? And started selling it as just that. So they should also sell just the hole. Yung parang
that makes so much sense.
How can you sell a hole?
Here you go. No, I'm selling you the hole.
Yung mga, a swindle.
Yung mga, I'm gonna get me a box of that.
Para yung sa mga nagda-diet.
Oh my god.
Sugar-free, cholesterol-free donuts.
Oh, just the hole.
You can have your donuts and eat it too.
Donut hole. Diba? Yun lang.
Pero sarap ng donuts, diba? Is it just me?
For me, that would be so glorious.
Camila says, for a salon, kapangitan mo man ay sukdulan, hahanapin naman yan ng paraan.
I don't want to go there.
The top business slogan comes from Bababa Bambin.
Bababa Bambin says,
for a vulcanizing shop, okay. Ang ano nila, ang slogan nila, we will stop the taga.
Nakakainis. Nakakapikot.
We will stop the taga.
Nakakainis.
Nakakapikot. Saka dapat yung very, yung tahimik lang yun.
Ow! Don't make me laugh.
Diba? So, nakakasar. The top 10 business slogans. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag business slogans.
Hey, can we just say hello to China Girl on Twitter, who has been studying for like a law exam or something like that since like 4 a.m. And she was just saying, remember how earlier we were talking about annulment?
Oh, right.
Yeah. And she goes, if I remember correctly, there are only 6 or 7 grounds for annulment in the Philippines. Now, if your reason doesn't fall under any of that,
you can't.
And you have to prove.
Tsaka the annulment is two-pronged if you got married in church. And because there's the legal one, the one that's... in the eyes of the law.
Yeah.
And then there's the one in the eyes of the church.
Yeah. I've actually
Been a witness
in the church investigation. Mm-hmm. And it's really an investigation, huh? As in there's a microphone in front of you. It's recorded. Everything is recorded.
Right.
They ask you questions about...
Where is it held? Like, couple. Where is their quote-unquote court?
In a church.
In a church.
But the office side of the church.
Okay.
And you talk to the bishop, and it's really the bishops. Not a priest, yeah, but a bishop.
Wow.
Hmm. The investigators. And then they take notes of what you say. And
I just really hope... if I get married, that I would never need anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the hope.
That's the hope.
Oh, wow. Sorry. Just additional information. Butter Baby was just saying, there are certain motels that look for proof of marriage.
Oh, wow.
That's none of your business.
I would think so. Because what if you're like boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah.
Actually, no.
Or what if you're,
that's so weird.
Your common law.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Really?
But I think that's because, if my theory is right, that's the chain that had like the owners become.
Yeah. Okay. That's the one. All right. Well, anyway.
Okay.
There you go.
Because like a hotel. What's different about a hotel?
Right.
Would the hotel ask you for proof of marriage?
Mas mahal.
And then, no, I mean, di ba?
Like, they would, may budget.
And there's no such thing as you can't stay in our hotel unless you're married.
Married, right.
Because what if you're there to rest? Your assumption is you're going there to do something. That's why you need proof of marriage.
True.
All right, so if you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Business Slogans.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX93.1. Let's do the top 10 courtesy of Shivana, the top 10 business slogans.
Can I just say hello to the Philippine Science High School?
Oh, wow.
Geniuses and alumni.
Wow, okay.
Well, you know, I just want to know how the journey is going so far.
Wow.
Because they're about to have their reunion.
The journey never started for me.
We hosted 1 year.
Yeah,
we remember?
Did. For Pisay.
Yeah, you will get nervous.
Yeah.
Because you're talking to brainy so smart. People.
But yeah. Feeling way you'll say something and everyone will be like, ugh.
Yeah, and they do.
I can only imagine what you feel like, Chico. Because, you know, you're always like a smart one.
Yeah. Hello?
No, I mean, I'm not saying that you're dumb. I'm not saying you're dumb, but you know, his personality, kasi, he's always been super like...
Are you trying to save this? There's no saving it.
I'm not saving it. What I'm trying to say is that he's a nerd. Would you rather that I call you a nerd?
No, but you didn't call him a nerd. You called him a smart person.
I was trying to be nice.
To him.
No, you know what I mean? Because like... I would remember like your stories about you being in high school and competing with other people's grades, and instead of like who the coolest jock is, yours would be like who the smartest person is.
Yeah.
And like you would even have like mga all-star smart people from other schools. I mean, how nerdy is that?
What? May all-star.
Did you ever do that?
Okay, this is the brand of at least what I think, the kind of what I think.
Go on. Go on.
Lalabas yung
yabang. Go on.
The kind of smart I think I am.
Yeah.
I don't really give a crap. I mean, because I think it's a personal thing.
Yeah.
I don't need to compete with anybody. I just need to know more about whatever.
No, kasi my kind of smart is I don't even have to go to school.
Well, that's the kind of smart.
Yeah.
I hope my child
is not like...
And it worked
out for me.
And then I mean, no, because
I really thought that in college.
Because you never competed.
Yeah.
We never competed.
No, but that's why I was referring to him. Because he's one of those people who are so like... I want to use a word.
Spelling bee.
Oh, yung sobrang obsessive about school.
No, and he really competed. Spelling bee, Filipino contest. Tama ba?
Well, no, writing.
Binibining Green Hills.
Binibining Green Hills. Wala.
Binibining LSGH.
Well, actually, meron.
Huh? Binibining Lasal?
Yeah.
Ang taray ng...
Ang taray ng bakla.
Real girls from other schools. Not the boys.
Ang taray ng bakla.
Diba?
Diba? So, para imagine what he must feel like hosting for these people.
Right.
Tapos
but
parang,
you can't compete with Pisay.
Ay, na nga.
That is the top... What?
Parang how many percent?
1% of a batch?
I know, right?
Crazy.
And
so hello, smart
hello
people,
there. Smart people.
Don't judge us.
Kylie Gayahan Mo was saying, your business is my business. Nanay ng asawa mo.
Literal ginawa niyang business.
Literally. For any boy says 2020 is the key to success. Yung mga optometrists.
No?
You know, to a degree, because how can you read books? How can you study? How can you see what's written on the blackboard if you're...
Yeah, like there's this... there's this optical shop that has billboards on it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you've seen the ads.
The yung funny billboards.
I heart, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos mali pala yung nasusulat niya kasi masama yung mata niya. Yung tinatattoo niya dun sa guy. Parang instead of I heart Annie, it's I heart
ano,
Anjo. Or
dapat
something.
Ano, dapat I love Ruby.
Rudy.
Nilagay niya Rudy. Oh. So, etas, ano, maskulado
yung macho-macho
yung
guy.
Macho-macho yung
that's
guy.
So cute.
Tapos nilagay niya, ang tinatoo niya, I love Rudy.
Ang ganda.
Blue Chub says, we suck.
Oh. Yung mga...
Yung Poso Negro.
Sige.
And also, Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fat Kid Inside, I love this. A coffee shop. Mm. Ang kanilang slogan, brew, ha?
Brew, ha?
Pero brew, ha? Ang ganda. And also, let's see here. Also, Camila says, oras-oras, minu-minuto, kami merong oras para sa inyo. A watch shop.
All right. Ah. That's pretty cute.
Ang witty, yeah. Also, let's see here.
When was the last time you guys bought a watch?
Recently.
Well, not that recently.
Within the year.
This one.
The last time I bought a watch was this one. When we went to Hong Kong. Our trip. When I was still there.
The one that Chico wore.
Did you wear this?
Yeah, that's the one.
You can wear it?
No, it didn't fit. That's why I wasn't able to.
His fat wrists.
No, because his bone is much bigger than mine.
Yeah. It would
I'd fit. Like to hope so.
I tried.
Medyo malungkot naman yun kung mas maliit yung bone niya kasi sa'yo.
Because the other wrist is a narrow bone.
Yeah. It's supposed to be like, di ba, paliit siya.
Pero, tapers.
Yeah. Steven Soul says, lipstick store. May mwa na, meron pang chup. So,
may chup.
Di ba, mwa.
The complete.
That's not actually how the entry goes.
Yeah, there's a word missing, a very short word missing.
Exactly.
My wanna.
My. Pa.
Buti na lang wala sumingit ng ano.
Your Highness says, aanhin mo pa ang palasyo kung walang internet dito. Mabuti pa ang kubo kung nasa Wi-Fi zone ito. Broker.
Nice.
Ay, galing.
Di ba? And
you know, think about it. That's kind of how it is now.
Yeah.
It's such that's a big true. Deal to have internet in your house. I mean, if you don't have it.
Wi-Fi, no? That's the first thing people ask.
Sobra.
Yeah. May Wi-Fi ka.
Sobra. Chenong says, every blow counts. Yung mga boxing...
Boxing gym. Gyms. Oh, kasi, syempre, di ba? The more you blow, the more blows you give.
Punches. Punches. Jabs.
Especially the good ones.
Diba?
Pero unless you're learning defense. Kasi if you're learning defense, the more blows you receive, that's not good.
Of course.
Blow to the head. Diba? Masakit yun eh. You'd get stunned. Dazed yes. even. Even knocked out.
Basta walang below the belt. Basta walang below the belt.
Have you guys been punched in the face?
I've been kicked in the face.
Ow!
Yeah, I was in grade school. I got into a fight with a class president, and then I thought he was like a wimpy whatever guy. Turns out he was taekwondo, like black belt or something. So I was going towards him. Bam! I got hit in the head. And I was like, whoa.
Ouch.
I didn't see that coming.
Okay na. Well,
well, kind of. Nagbatuan kami ng cotton candy. Kasi wow. Fair. Tapos may nakaaway ako.
Wow. So,
nagbatuan kami ng...
His masculinity fair? Rules again.
Wait, anong klaseng fair?
School's fair! Ito? Tapos nagbatuan kami ng cotton candy. Kasi mo, walang yaka.
May imagine ko siya.
Hindi, hihihi. Galit ako. Talagang one handful of cotton candy. Sinabunutan ko yung cotton candy. Binato ko sa kanya. Medyo pinitbit ko pa mo? Para mas solid.
Napaka-angas mo, tol.
Dumikit sa buhok niya.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't want to get into a fight with you. Lest I end up in the parlor.
This is insane.
Diba? So talagang ano, wala. Never messed with me again. Ever.
Hasil daw kasi magpagupit. Eh.
Si Chico, no? Pag may hawak na cotton candy, yikes!
Ay.
Tumabi na kayo, guys. Nako. Ito na siya.
Cotton. Tsaka yung, wag niyo siyang bibigyan ng cotton candy.
Oo, nako. Subukan niyo.
Subukan niyo lumapit.
Oh, huh? God.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half
you threw
of the top 10. Yun lang ang hawak ko eh.
At least malang sapatos.
Sana malang yung stick.
Oh.
Well, if I had a caramel apple, I'd throw some at him.
If I had a caramel apple.
What are your weapons of choice?
Parang matutuwa pa ako pag binato mo sa akin.
I mean, the weapons of choice. Cotton candy.
Caramel apple.
Bakit ba?
Isn't this a little too American?
I
don't fear.
I don't know, right?
Well, we had them.
Did you throw a burrito?
Caramel apple?
Hmm.
Okay. Parang ako, nauso ng caramel apple. I was in college already.
Right.
Yeah, there was.
Sa siya.
Saucy eh.
Tapos iba-iba pa eh. Diba sometimes they put nuts pa. Sometimes they...
Ah, mas masakit yun pag binato mo with nuts.
Oh, well. Actually, it's not.
It's not.
Actually, it's not so much. Okay, so...
Parang lasing na naman tayo.
Don't tell Ish what you're saying. You can't get any gayer than throwing cotton candies at each other.
Masakit din yun, ha? Don't knock it till you try it.
I don't think so.
I really, I'm pretty sure that it doesn't hurt.
It probably flies away.
No, no, no. Ipipipit mo nga ng konti para dumikit talaga sa buhok.
Si Jay Ryan, parang hirap kaaway ni Chico.
Alam mo yun, when you're entering this really dark alley in a questionable place, si Chico, okay lang, may cotton candy.
Or yung tipo ko na naglalakad, tayong dalawa. Tapos may kita mo si Chico in the corner, tapos may isang stand doon na may cotton candy na benta, na binibenta. Be very afraid.
Be very afraid.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 business slogans comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
maliit ang kulungan mo, kami ang bahala magpalaki dyan. Yung ano sila, parang construction na, kunyan, liit nung jail cell mo. Lalakihan nila. Parang penal, yung mga, di ba, penal colony. And larger, di ba? Nila.
The wedgie, oh, the wedgie.
Diba, parang, like, in a penal colony.
Look to your left.
Okay, oh, nga, in a penal colony. Right.
Watch out for flying cotton candies.
Pwede nilang lakihan yung kulungan mo.
The wedgie, oh, diba? The wedgie. Alam mo, makukulong.
Baka kailangan mong gamitin yung service na yan.
Makukulong sa ginagawa mo.
I'm diba?
Telling you now.
Kaligayahan mo, just to add on to that whole cotton candy thing, was just saying,
I'm so tired.
Alam mo, delikado yung ginagawa ni Chico. It's really dangerous to whoever it is that he's, you know, throwing the cotton candy to. For risk of diabetes.
Well.
Yan na yung pinakapanglaban mo.
At saka dati yung ano, yung, kung, para matest kung sino pinakamacho. Yung piti ka ng itlo. Piti ka ng ilong.
What kind of school did you go to?
Mental no.
Wait, wait.
Do not send Cooper.
Wait, wait. Piti ka ng ilong.
Mga kaibigan ako sa Lasal, di naman nagaganyan.
Piti ka ng ilong.
Tatanungin ko si Ogiel Kasin.
Ang dami kong Lasal yan, friends. Di naman sila ganyan.
Tatanungin namin.
Piti ka ng ilong. Diba? Tapos dapat yung hindi kang iniwi. Hindi ka dapat parang...
Manly ka talaga. Ang kinaya mo.
Never mind. The more he speaks, the more trouble.
That he's
into.
Digging his own grave.
Hey. The top 10 business slogans. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag business slogans.
We might just be doing a disservice to Lasal.
No!
Because of that statement.
Ilong nga eh, piti ka ng ilong.
Can we just add this one? Mr. Lon was just saying, pag si Chico Garcia ang nakaaway mo, hindi ka uuwing duguan, uuwi kang lagkitan.
The Morning Rush, Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. And, grabe yung mga tweet, ha?
Bakit?
Nakakainis, ha?
You put yourself in that situation.
Kudz Cruz says, napa-ano siya, napa, hindi naman mura, pero almost sa niya, takte. Hirap magtigil ng tawa sa jeep. And Jeff Spotted says, boss, wala nang e-epic pa sa moves at ways mo. Sakit po sa chan. Hashtag cotton candy slam. And LS Dominic was just saying, hindi ko talaga napigilan. Ang daming tumingin sa akin sa MRT at habang naglalakad ako. And also, same thing with I Am Alex E. And, oh my gosh, as in, grabe. Flooded.
All right, but we are doing, for the top 10, we are doing the business slogans.
So you're now known for either a burger or cotton candy.
Cotton candy. Not bad. Thank you to Shivana for suggesting the top 10 business slogans. So let's start off with, oh, Robert, this is actually not bad. Stairway to Heaven. Mm-hmm. A funeral parlor. Parang it's the next step.
Yeah, it's the next step.
If, or heaven.
Or,
if you're heaven going there.
But that can also be a logo for another type of business.
Actually, Mac Dress Person says, who you gonna call? Gatebusters. Mga lipat bahay. Gatebusters. Mojako says, gusto nyo ng mas magandang hinaharap? Mag-yoga na. The Yoga Fitness Club.
Para yung mga the original.
The original. Diba? The Yoga Fitness Club. Renren Go Away says, cyber-cyber lang pag may time. Internet cafe.
Internet cafe.
Nakakairita. Cyber-cyber lang.
But you know how nobody uses cyber anymore?
Actually.
No?
Right.
Because nobody ever uses cyberspace anymore.
Oo nga, no?
Where back in the day, it used to be such, like, you know.
Actually, people use Wi-Fi now for internet. Minsan, it's not really Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's just internet.
Pero they just say Wi-Fi.
May Wi-Fi kayo.
Mm-hmm. Diba? Parang, when actually, sometimes what they mean is like, may internet ba kayo?
But nobody uses cyber, no?
Cyber, oh, not as much.
And virtual reality never really flew.
Is it the Philippines or more of a worldwide thing?
I think it's a worldwide thing. We follow naman usually what's on happening
cyberspace.
In the world. Go Van Gogh says, straight ba ang hanap nyo? Marami niyan dito.
Parlor.
Tindahan ng ruler. Sabi nyo, wala ng straight. Dito marami.
Meron dito.
Uod says, buhay nami itataya para sa ngipin ng inyong alaga. Taga-toothbrush ng crocodile.
Literal, itataya nila yung buhay nila.
Okay, pero ano, mental health, dental health is very important with pets. And sometimes, kunyari, yung mga dogs hindi sanay for scaling to the point na they will like anesthetize them. Like
really?
My dog, like, kasi he gets stressed out. Not because he's aggressive, pero he gets too stressed out. Inaano siya, pinapatulog. Just for scaling. Because it can kill them. Eh.
What's scaling?
What is scaling as opposed to a tooth?
Because with brushing, hindi mo matatanggal yung brown talaga na nakadikit na sa teeth.
Sa gum?
No, sa teeth.
Oh.
Now, but the thing is, if pag skin-scale, you have that little parang chisel. Na talagang literally...
It's like
you file the teeth.
And it's very difficult.
Prophylaxis. Parang our version of prophylaxis. Yes. The tartar that gets stuck, diba?
And then, of course, diba that goes... underneath pa the gum line. So they have to go under the gum line.
That hurts. Really. Yeah.
And that hurts. And most dogs will get stressed out.
Yeah.
So,
how often do you have to have this done to your dog?
This would be his second. And he's like, what? 5 years old? 6 years old?
Okay, so mga every 2 years and a half.
Mga ganun siguro. Something like that. At saka, usually it's a masakit to ng toy dogs. The smaller dogs really have a tendency to accumulate the
plaque. Why is that?
I don't know.
Their diet?
Maybe.
Because they're not a real breed. I mean, you know, a natural breed.
Well, because if they eat like mga...
I mean, natural occurring. They've been engineered that way.
Yeah.
Really?
So their diets and
at saka yung ano, like...
So my dog was engineered?
Yeah. A lot of them are...
Yeah, all the breed. Most of the breeds.
Well, there are the parang the alpha breeds. Yung where, like, in order to get a Pomeranian, they had to breed a Spitz with a ganyan. Pero yung mga dulo-dulo niya, those are the originals.
Natural occurring breeds.
So, now, is a husky an alpha dog?
I guess because they're wolf-like.
Yeah, wolf-like. Yeah. The closer you are to the canine family.
What about a West Highland Terrier?
Malamang hindi. Kasi like, especially for, kunyari yung the dachshund with the very short legs. That's very unnatural. Yeah. It was engineered because they were supposed to chase for rats. And, you know, be able to go into holes. Kung maliit ang legs mo, that makes it easier.
And also the teacup chihuahua. I mean, there's something wrong when the dog can't have children, I mean, pups of its own itself.
The teacup chihuahua can't?
No.
Yes, he has
They have to be a cesarean.
Cesarean section.
Yeah. I never knew that.
And sometimes they die during pregnancy because they're so small that the babies... crowd the organs, the vital organs, and sometimes the organs fail because sick na. And yun, so they have to remove
like my life
No, they really have to remove the plaque on a regular basis.
Scaling. Yeah.
Scaling. And Camilo says, hindi lang trabaho, meron ding personalan. A dating service.
Yeah.
Right. Diba?
It's not just a job. Personal business. I mean, it is a job. But we want something personal. Go Van Gogh says, I got your back. Yung mga lazy boy chair.
All right, yeah.
Lalo na the ones that tell you that it improves your
posture. Orthopedic something, yeah.
Kevin Chen says, hangad namin ang pagtaas ng inyong nota. Laryngologists. To be able to reach the high notes.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know, somebody was...
Or a musical instructor, like a voice coach.
A longtime listener tweeted me. He noticed that my voice has gotten more hoarse through the years. And he was suggesting a certain... Because I've never heard of it before. A certain product that I should take. But though... Because my... And it's true. My voice was never... Yung parang garalgal. Like when I sing.
It comes to the age.
No!
Use.
Overuse, actually.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
I notice my
and
voice
before you
not,
know it, diba, no, nagagaralgal
it's not the same as it used to be.
No, I mean, we talk every day.
Exactly.
Also, your lifestyle. Your lack of sleep, you know.
Check.
It affects your voice.
It does.
I mean, I can't even sing the way I used to sing. Like, now, for example, when I try to sing to Cooper, I don't sing the same way. And I've noticed the voice quality changes.
Ako rin eh. Dati Frank Sinatra.
Oh, sure.
Tapos ngayon, parang naging Rod Stewart.
Oh, sure.
Parang... And Camila says, na-snatch sa Avenida, ngayon dito'y mabibili na.
Phone?
Yung mga cellphone shop.
It's an avenida.
No, it's avenida. It's a street.
Okay.
Go Van Gogh says.
Is it still the same name?
I think so.
Avenida.
Yeah, I still hear people say avenida. Go Van Gogh says, Laman, Lamna. A meat shop.
Yeah.
Diba? And For Rene Boy says, this is an actual slogan of a motel in Pasay. Bakit tayo andito? Kasi mahal kita.
No.
Ah. Well, that's the promise.
Supposedly.
That's the promise.
At that point naman kasi.
LS Dominique says, illegal drug shop. Yung mga bawal na gamot na nagbebenta. Mm. Nakakasiguradong gamot ay laging pinagbabawal.
Kasi, illegal.
Kasi illegal drugs,
diba?
Yeah.
And the top, business slogan. Wait, sorry. One more before the top. Go Van Gogh says, lechon shop. Tindahan ng lechon. Ang slogan nila, pampabata, bata, 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 bata.
Nag-morph na.
Ang galing na, pampabata, bata, 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 bata. And the top business slogan comes from Fat Kid Inside.
Fat Kid Inside says,
a car repair shop. The slogan will be, bangga ka day.
Bangga ka day.
Diba?
Bangga ka day.
Ang galing, sige lang.
Tried to a fender bender yesterday.
What?
Ha?
With what?
With my car.
No, I mean, your car? No, with another car or?
Yeah.
Is it that?
Was it your fault?
It was my fault.
Oh.
Because I got some bad news and I couldn't shake it off. I felt so bad that I guess my mind was somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
And then, so, it's very minor. Yeah. I mean, you can...
Ah, okay.
Take it off with 30.
Maybe 1,000, maybe less. It's not that big at all. Anyway, so... The guy I bumped, he was also in an SUV. Mm. It came down
guapo,
and he was
guapo.
He was angry.
Yeah.
He was angry.
Yeah.
And I understand because you don't, I mean, it's not something you look forward to. So he went down of his car and I knew he was angry, but I said, sir, I'm so sorry. It's my fault. Mm. Right away. Mm. Then this jerk from the village in his luxury car, I saw him. He had like a fancy tie. I got into an accident in a, you know, in front of Green Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
So we were in on the shoulder that, you know, when you turn right into C5, coming from Green Meadows, Gate 5.
Yeah.
And this guy, because he couldn't pass through because we just got into an accident, mm-hmm. started shouting at us.
What?
So. I knew that he was angry, but I'm like, you're a jerk. Yeah. I use the stronger word. Mm-hmm. You're a jerk. We just got into an accident, you know. It's not like I wanted to get into this accident.
Exactly.
And it hasn't even been 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe we just got down the car. And then he rolled down his window in his luxury car and he started talking to the guy I bumped. So the guy, who was already, you know,
agitated,
got angry at him. And that guy, that jerk, was, well, I guess he was scared, sped off. But you, I wish I could say the plate number.
Yeah.
Because what a jerk.
Yeah.
And then I just told the guy, sorry, sir, it's my fault. It's very minor. I have insurance. Can we exchange details? And can we move it so that we're not in the way?
In the way.
And then I said, okay. Then we moved the car. And then I just thought, what a jerk that guy was. Yeah. And I he was angry. But when he saw me, and I guess I looked kind of
upset.
Yeah. Plus, I'm pregnant, and then there's a kid at the back.
Plus, you're kind of small, so parang
para kuwawa naman si nene, you know. And then he was actually very nice to me, and he said, "Okay, I'll be expecting your call." I said, and then I said, "You know, maybe I'll just pay for it because it's not that big.
Yeah.
You know, I can just shell it.
And at least your insurance won't."
Be bothered by it because it's really minor.
Matagal pa yun.
And then, if it's minor, kasi diba parang like
it's faster if you just
plus your premium goes up.
Right, and it's only just the paint. There's no dent even.
Okay.
And then this guy.
But it's more of just the hassle of having the car.
Tsaka your car, diba? I understand.
Yeah.
So I remember tweeting, you know, even when you get bad news that's really bad for you, when you're getting behind the wheel, you calm down.
Yeah.
And compartmentalize that feeling. Indulge in it after you've parked your car somewhere. Because driving distracted is not good for you.
Lalo na if you...
Or use the anger and focus.
you can
sort of like channel it into like some sort of race car driver
this
feel.
This is not nice, but I've always gotten into an accident when I'm driving slow.
Yeah.
Because...
I feel so unnatural when I'm driving slow.
Yeah.
And I feel like... Kasi yung mga
maybe because you're not paying attention.
Mo, like, kunwari, like if you're driving fast, it's so easy to move to another lane because the other cars are so slow.
Yeah.
No, but when they're all so slow, but when you're at the same pace that they are, you kind of have to like...
Yeah, it's harder to move.
It's harder to move from one lane to another. I don't know.
But what a jerk that guy was.
Yeah.
Really.
Gasgasan natin yung kotse. Hanapin natin.
Ang sarap.
Yung idea ko nga, di ba? Find, you know, crap. Like random dog
and
crap.
And then put it on the door handle.
And then put it on the handle.
Wow.
Alam mo ba kung saan nakatira to?
I know the plate number and the car.
Ayun. Hanapin natin.
Hanapin natin.
Alright.
Grabe. Alright, so there you go. The top 10 business slogans. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag business slogans.
Hey, just in case he's tuned in, happy birthday to Nitch Dumlao. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, Part 3.
TMR. The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And thank you to everyone. The Morning Rush is actually trending in the Philippines.
Yay!
Thank you
for always hashtagging. All right, let's thank Shivana for suggesting the top 10 business slogans. Starting off with Steven Soul. Problema mo load, dito ka na, libre shoe pa. Like shoe, like rubber shoes. So may load ka na, may shoe ka pa. Uh-huh. Diba? Becky Store.
Something smells fishy.
Becky Store.
I know.
Diba? Imagine mo, may load ka na, may libreng shoe pa. Diba? Rubber shoes.
Are you talking about...
about what?
About shoes.
Of course.
Are you talking about shoes pa?
Kaya nga shoe. Diba?
Yon. Are you talking about shoes pa?
Black Shop House says, I like to move it, move it. A moving company.
Like a U-Haul.
Yeah. We don't have U-Haul here, no?
We have...
Sayang, no?
Del
we should
Bros.
Have that. Same thing.
Something like that. Crown. We have a couple of movers.
Does it include the people to lift
bahay dito eh?
Kasi ang alam ko, like, because remember I just recently moved.
Yeah.
When you go on one of those, I forget which website that is, you get a truck depending on the size.
Yeah.
And you also get like two people or three people.
That's part of
who
the
will
service.
Do yeah. it for you.
Because I'm just thinking, what use is a U-Haul if wala namang tutulong sa'yo to
Well, because in the States,
stuff.
You can do it by yourself.
By yourself.
Really?
You have the option yeah. to do so.
Oh
Hello,
yeah.
they paint their own houses, remember?
Yikes.
But ano kasi, like I remember when I was a kid, because we moved around a lot when we were younger. When I was younger. And some moving companies would be really expensive, but they were really good. Like they would, you know, really properly pack all your plates, all the mm-hmm. breakables, and into
oh,
like certain
packing.
Boxes.
Yeah, that's yeah. perfect. Mm,
they pack for you.
Ay, nak. No, I'm serious.
Well, yeah. well. See who likes to get moving.
Yeah.
And they pack really quick. Huh?
I would imagine kasi ikaw ang magpapack, sila lang taga bit-bit. But for them to actually pack it
no,
for
there
you,
are
wow.
moving companies.
There are
like
moving
that.
Companies that will do it for you. But
they're pricey.
They're pricey. Kasi tsaka it's hard then to pack, let someone else pack for you. Because when you unpack...
Okay lang naman. I like the fact that I don't have to do anything.
Because when you unpack, you don't know where everything is.
No, but they would unpack
you can,
for you also.
You can organize it wow. already.
Eh, paano kung mainit sa bahay nyo? Shirtless ba sila?
I guess.
Yung ba concern natin?
Hindi naman.
I guess pwede mong i-request.
Kasi may mga ganong business.
May price din for that.
May price din.
Yung mga nagmamow ng lawn.
Moan ng lawn.
Sa ano? Sa
ng lawn.
Nagmamow ng lawn. Nah. Sa States, meron. And
in Europe, you can have someone do it like naked, diba?
What?
Pero yeah. they got into trouble, diba?
Yeah, they got into trouble.
Yeah. To clean your house.
To clean your house naked.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They'll think of anything.
And sexy girls, ha? As in they really like...
How come wala nandito?
Well, pinagbawal.
Why? Why? Or kahit bikini man lang.
Huh?
Actually, no.
Diba kahit bikini man lang? How awesome would that be?
Well, they don't even want girls in bikinis washing cars.
Why?
I don't know.
Yeah, they stopped it.
They stopped it.
There was a business. And they just completely like...
Was it the law that stopped it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Well, there were people because he complained. So, they shut it down. Or LMFAO says...
But what is the basis of that when you have people on billboards in bikinis?
Well, that's why, diba, some of the billboards were taken down as well.
No, but you still see the female billboards.
Yeah, it's the guy.
Because, diba, that was a problem before. Na para remember when they had all those muscular men in their underwear. Yeah,
the volcanoes.
On billboard, yeah, on billboards. And then they had it taken down. But with the girls who are in bikinis,
I guess it's still there. I guess it's if people complain. If they don't complain, nobody
will. There are more people complaining about naked men
there
than there are naked women.
Because I don't think they just shut it down na wala lang. I don't think they're that masipag to check out everything. But when they get complaints, then they have no choice.
So theoretically, let's just say a bunch of people complained about the whole washing cars in bikinis. And then a whole bunch of people also said good things about it. Would they still close it down?
It's a complaint. They don't care about the good job. It's more like the, hey, why are you letting them do this? You
know? Pasag trip.
So a lot of it really is social control.
Yeah.
So if a good chunk of the society says, no, we don't like this, then the law follows.
What if eventually one day, I mean, work with me here. Like one day, what if society says that religion is...
Yeah. Diba, what used to make sense... Before, don't make sense now, like slavery. Mm-hmm. That was legal.
Yeah, it was even moral to a point.
It was moral. But obviously now we would, you know,
I mean, all
shake
I have to do is
heads.
To go to some parts of the world that are quote unquote, okay, mm-hmm. advanced mm-hmm. in science yeah. and, you know, you'll see that the religion takes a backseat in those countries.
Remember, in the United States, the bastion of freedom,
mm-hmm.
there was a time when... Well, what they called at the time, colored people, you can't drink in the water fountain
same
of the white people. You had to
you
have your own.
You can't even ride the same bus or use the same toilet.
Sa likod ka dapat, di ba?
Yeah.
Sa likod ka. So, you know, and this is the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess it depends.
I mean, look at Africa, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Apartheid, right?
Yeah. And Earlham FAO says, for magbabalot, mas masustansya ang itlog ko kesa sa pistel mo. Yes, diba?
Oh.
Dre54 says, takatak boys. Bad for you, good for my business. Diba?
That's true.
When you product. Think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, when you think about it.
But then again, did you ever watch that movie, Thank You for Smoking?
Yeah.
Down with Aaron Eckhart. Mm-hmm. I loved
that
his argument.
That was so interesting.
I really loved his argument.
Because Well, but with him, it was all about the arguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't about what he believed.
It's not the point. It's the arguing.
It's the arguing.
It's the skill.
Much like lawyers.
Parang a debate club.
It's about,
it doesn't matter what the topic is.
It doesn't matter what the stand is.
Yeah.
As long as you can defend it.
Yeah, actually, because I was a member of the debate club. You were assigned.
So you're a master debater?
You were assigned a topic. You didn't have to believe in it.
Yeah.
You just have to argue yourself, you know, out of it.
And then I really remember that one line where I think one of the congressmen or the senator was saying that, you know, smoking is bad for you. You should consider it illegal and we should ban it. And then Aaron Eckhart, on the other hand, was like, well, cheese is bad for you. If you have enough cheese, I mean, if you have too much cheese, there's cholesterol. Mm-hmm. There's a buildup of cholesterol in your heart and then you eventually die. In the same way that with smoking, like, you know, it leads to lung cancer, blah, 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 blah.
But my argument with that is, if I eat cheese, you're not affected.
Yeah, you're polluting the air.
But what if I smoke in my house?
But you can't really say that because the smoke that you put out there doesn't dissipate.
It's still part of...
It's still...
You don't see it, but it becomes part of the air.
It adds on to the pollution of the air. Unlike, let's say, cheese, you kill yourself.
Yeah.
That's it.
And that's it. You're not affected.
But did you know there's also like a study that says smoking is actually more addictive than... for example, cannabis.
Yeah, well, I've heard of that. That was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
They've already established that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you have more chances of being hooked into smoking than
smoking pot.
Yeah.
Oh, let's not put it to the test.
Let's not.
Mash Plutonium says ang barber shop ng mga social barbery. Barbery shop. Blue Gray says, ang sausawan ng bayan, a condiments shop.
Huh. And all they sell are just condiments.
I thought this is so cute. From Chacha Vina, a tailor shop. Tailoring shop siya. Pero ang ano niya, ang code, what do you call this? Ang business slogan niya, Serendipity. It's meant to be.
So, you're sewing.
S-E-W.
So, and then it's meant to be because it's serendipity, but it's mend.
Meant to be. Mad Mutt Mark says, anong sama sa plastic? Plastic surgeon. Although they don't use the term plastic surgeon anymore.
And there was also...
They say cosmetic surgeon.
Uberfacts came out with a tweet the other day to say that to recycle plastic is 99% more efficient than recycling paper.
Oh, really?
Let me check
But I thought you couldn't recycle
plastic. Oh, I don't
plastic. Have Twitter. Diba? Pipoy Colocoy says, if earning a college degree is a pest, we will take care of the rest. University of Recto, printing press. Shivana, speaking of, Shivana says, need pot? Tindahan ng paso.
Oh. Marami nun sa White Plains.
Yeah, marami nun. Tatum says, tigas agad. Ice plant. Yung mga ice plant. Kasi imagine pag mataas ang demand, they can't freeze it fast enough.
Yeah.
Pero kung meron kayong some high-tech freezing whatever.
There's an ice plant in front of, you know, JRU.
Mandaluyong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I took up summer there.
Right across is an ice plant, remember? I don't know if the ice plant is still there.
I don't think it is because last time I checked, it was a computer shop.
Oh, wala.
Naalala ko sa tapat ng Trinity.
No, there was one in Shaw Boulevard.
Which one?
Along Canley.
There is?
Diba Canley connects to Shaw?
Yeah.
It's RX even had a party there.
Which part?
The ice plant.
Oh, remember? You mean in Capitolio?
Not inside Capitolio, but
outside.
Like,
oh, okay.
You know where the last motel is? Right after that.
Oh, I
going know. Towards like where Reedley used to be.
Oh, okay. I don't.
The one that I remember was really?
There's a huge ice factory there, and it's like a warehouse, and then. Art actually had a party there where everything was ice steamed and then there was ice everywhere.
I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. And me, my Aster says, andyan ka na naman, tinutokso-tokso ang aking puso. A chicharon vendor.
Alright. You know those chicharon vendors with the bulaklak, bituka, mga mani, mga ganyan. Oh my God.
I just wonder how fresh those are.
I think those are pretty fresh.
Not as fresh as the one in my store.
Yeah.
Because they fry it right in front of you. So.
Have you seen... Yeah, because you see it how small it is when it's in dried form.
Yeah.
Tapos it gets so big once it's fried.
Ano, yung chicken skin.
Yeah. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 business slogans comes from Black Shopo.
Black Shopo says,
shoot the kids, hang the family, frame the wife.
What
a photography shop.
Right. Pero parang morbid yeah. din, no?
You shoot the kids with a camera, hang the family like in a picture frame, frame the wife, we'll put the picture in a picture frame.
Wow.
Scary.
A photography shot.
So scary.
A little scary, but it makes sense. The top 10 business slogans, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and business slogans is the top trending topic in the Philippines.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Hey, a lot of people are just saying apparently that ice plant on in front of JRU is still there.
Ah, there you go. There
Mandalu
you go.
Yung ice plant.
Yeah.
That's what they call
as
it.
As a kid, we used to pass there. I was always like...
So feeling mo cool ka?
Malamig eh.
Ay, nako.
Chico, Delamar, and Gino.
Your Ikay Barkada.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Thank you very much to Shivana for suggesting the top 10 business slogans. And thank you to everyone for making business slogans. Well, it was number one earlier.
Yeah.
But now it's number three. But still, it's trending in the Philippines.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Let's start off with mashed plutonium.
Jan Mom was just saying, Del, you should have, because of what happened to you yesterday,
mm-hmm.
you should have cotton candy ready in your car. Just in case you get into a fight.
We all know that's what you need.
It's the best line of defense.
Okay.
What?
All right, and we've let us start off with, let's see here. Mashed plutonium. Second-hand bags ba ang hanap mo? Mag-LV ka muna. Lumang bag.
Lumang bag.
that's LV. Also, Me My Aster says, your loss is our gain. A funeral parlor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Diba? Lester the Molester says, ta hold up to. Pag hindi kayo bumili ng taho, hold up na lang. So it's a 1-2 punch business.
I'd rather just go with the taho. At least fixed price, diba?
Saka masarap.
Oo. And you get something out of it.
Jedi Master says, matigas na ba? Ibaon mo na. Cementerio.
Ah. Kasi rigor diba? Mortis.
Rigor mortis. I mean, you don't want it na nag decay na siya before you actually bury it.
Mm.
Shivana says, this is a towing business. And diba, some animals are made to tow, like kalabaw.
Horses.
Camels.
So siya, camel tow. Tapos, ang ano niya, ang kanyang slogan, will snatch you out of a tight spot. Kanyari na, ano ka, na siraan ka sa gitna ng daan. Yeah, you really need to, huh?
Right. Kasi mahirap na eh. Pag wala kang mode of transportation, di ba?
Maydel says...
If the mode of transportation that you have breaks down, mahirap na.
Mahirap yan. Maydel says, auto repair shop. We meet by accident. Oh, that's actually nice.
Oh, that's right.
That's actually nice. Micah Talk says, a piñata business. I'd hit that.
Kasi piñata.
Kasi piñata. Stealthy Rashi says, we don't serve Chinese food.
What's that?
A Korean restaurant.
Oh, because some people don't know the difference.
Yeah. And Ken Karat says, we help get you help. An agency for yayas.
Oh, right.
Oh.
You can
which is hard to
that.
Find, huh? Good yayas are hard to find.
Yeah. Lazarus says, how fitting. A funeral parlor. Your loss is our gain, and you are dying to see us.
Yeah.
All right.
Not we are dying to see you.
But
you
are the other way around.
Savior says, if you can't find what you're looking for, you came to the right place. An eyeglass shop.
All right. It's actually really smart.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of
these. Pwede, ha? Yeah. They can really be used.
Savior says, Your Pain, as in P-A-N-E, is our pleasure. Window cleaning service.
That's cute.
Kylie Gayahan Mo says, for a chiropractor, let me take care of that bone for you.
Resetting the bone.
Have you ever gone to a chiropractor?
Yes.
I actually want to have my spine like reset.
Yeah. But it takes multiple
times.
Yeah. Because they can reset it and then they'll go back. Tapos they'll reset it again. Tapos they'll go back. But a little bit each time, nadidiretso na.
Feeling ko tabingi lang yung buto kaya ako mataba. Eh.
Ganon. Has nothing to do with anything else.
No, it's not fat. It's just, you know, my bones are out of place. So.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Pork Noodle says, for a dermatologist, dahil hindi lahat kaya ng Photoshop. You need some actual help.
Yeah.
Matthias Uy says, we provide the electricity when needed and the shock when the bill comes. An electric company.
Electric company.
Minsan nakaka-shock talaga. Yeah. Especially during the summer months.
Yeah, because rates go up during the summer
months. And you use your air conditioning more.
And it's so weird because like, My electric bill is higher than my parents' house.
Oh, really?
Even when there were three people living there, and it's a much, much bigger condo. And they have much more like air conditioning units than I do. That's so weird.
That's insane. Mm, yeah. That's insane.
And almost double what their electricity bill is.
Because they're zoning, diba? So I think it's more expensive in condos.
I don't know if I remember correctly.
Wait, in your house now?
No, in the one that I had before. But it's not zoning it because I asked and they said that it's the same for everyone.
Right. Because your parents also live in a condo.
Yeah. Just a different area.
That's weird.
That's so weird talaga. And it's not like I have the air conditioning on the whole day. Like
maybe 8 hours.
Not even because I wouldn't use the aircon like every night before.
Wow.
And there would be times naman na uwi ako 2 hours lang, tas tulog, tas alis.
That's weird. Maybe you should find out the reading of how much you're consuming in a month.
Yeah. Wow.
Yikes. And El Camino says, for a prison, you have to see it to believe it.
To believe it.
And Doc Carlo says, we sow what you rip. Your mananahin.
Oh, that was my entry.
Ah, really?
We rip. You rip what we
sow. What you sow. Oh, nga. And Shrub75 says, for gynecologists, always at your cervix. At your cervix. Lock on Strata says, we check your shorts. Electrician.
Like a short.
Your shorts.
Yeah. Short circuit.
Bernie says, ito medyo hindi siya fly. We are your Edward Cullen. Sanitary napkin.
No!
No.
You suck blood.
And besides, vampires... Well, actually, no. That was always a question in my head. Now, why would... If you were a nice vampire, why not just get that blood? But then again, it's dirty blood.
It's dirty blood. And, Thon...
It's not dirty. It's just blood that won't be used. It's not dirty.
It's not waste.
I think it's waste.
It sure looks dirty.
There. Because it won't be used to house a baby.
Oh, there. Baka it's that
but
kind
it's
of...
not... Like dirty.
It's not dirty, dirty.
Oh, cool. PJ Reyes was just saying, heard your talk on motels earlier while I was driving. If you want to know more, ask me, because I used to work for one.
Oh.
Interesting.
Ton03 says, big bird for hire. A mascot rental.
Especially if the kids, like, you know.
Sesame Street.
Who are into Sesame Street.
Big Bird. So Big Bird, Ernie.
Who are into Big Birds. Mm. Like, I'm sure you are. Into Big Birds when you were
mas
younger.
Ano ko, mas snuffleupagus.
Ah, talaga?
Yeah.
But they are friends.
They are best friends.
But I mean, only Big Bird sees snuffleupagus, right?
Nakita na nila. I mean,
really?
Eventually.
It's been revealed.
That's nice.
Now he walks around.
And everyone sees him.
Dati kasi lagi, it's always just Big
so
Bird.
Now he's acknowledged.
He's
by
acknowledged
people.
Na. Nag-out na siya.
Nag-out na siya.
So, acknowledged na siya by their other Sesame Street people. And the top business slogan comes from Black Shopao.
Black Shopao says,
tired of being fat and ugly? Just be ugly. Jim.
Yeah. At least you won't be fat.
At least you won't be fat. Yeah. You'll just be ugly. Yeah. Diba? Get rid of the fat part. If you want to join us for the top 10 business slogans, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag business slogans.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.
TMR. The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and we've got our top 10 for today. Yes.
No, go ahead.
What?
Oh, no. I was gonna greet somebody.
Yeah, you can go.
Okay.
Go greet first.
Can I just say hello to the Mijares women? They're all tuned in. I think they're all in the car. So to Colleen, to Claudine, and to Tita Connie, they're all tuned in. So hello, good morning. Have fun
good
on the
morning.
Way to work.
All right, so here we go.
Oh, wait, I'm actually supposed to call you Nene because I asked. No, just never mind.
Yes, okay.
It's a long explanation.
And thank you very much to everybody. The Morning Rush is the top trending topic in the Philippines.
Wait, is it the Morning Rush or business slogans?
It's the Morning Rush. And then at number three, we have business slogans. So one in three.
Hello.
Wow, thank you.
Trending topic.
Thank you. All right, so, and of course, thank you to Shivana for suggesting the top 10 for today, the top 10 business slogans.
Can I just read this one out? Because Cookie, who's tuned in, was just saying, you know how Chico never replies? So she has a question for you.
Yes.
No, she was just asking if you got the script.
Yes.
Actually, everybody forces it for you and me.
I know.
Yes,
it's always like, hey, I need to get in touch with Chico. Can you at least ask him?
I have it.
Why are we your... We are glorified secretaries. We're sexitaries.
Hey, can we do that for a topic?
What?
The top 10 questions you want to be asked.
You want to be asked?
Yeah.
Can you give me an example? Like, let's just say, what do you want to be asked? I don't know.
No.
No? Really?
No, I mean, for example, do you want to know how great an employee you are?
I'm scared.
For the answer.
I'm scared.
No, but that's an example.
Of what the answer will be.
Or let's say, how come you're so smart?
Mm.
Oh. Just questions that you wish somebody would ask you.
You specifically.
So that you can answer.
Right, like, how young are you, for Chico?
Actually, you don't want to be asked the difficult questions.
But there are questions
that you want
to ask because you want to be able to say them.
Mga tipong, why are you such a great person? That's a question.
Like that.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more of a flattery thing, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something that you want to be asked because you know you have a good answer to
it. Yeah. Pwede mo sabihin na. Question that you want to be asked, let's say you were in a beauty pageant, because that's a question you can answer.
Right.
Or mga tipong, will you be my boyfriend?
Ay!
Yun!
Chico!
Yun ang mga
questions.
Handa ka na ba sa sagot?
Handa ka na ba?
Good morning to Mr. Perk!
Good morning! Alright, so let's start off the top 10 business slogans with Lash Lala.
Okay.
Please drive carefully. Period. We'll wait. Funeral home services.
Oh, wow.
We'll wait. So just drive
carefully.
But it's
kind of creepy knowing that a funeral service
is waiting for you.
That's scary.
Steph says, to crib a very popular slogan from another business, we've got it old for you. Antique shop. We've got it old
for you.
I wonder if you can do that.
Di ba yung mga bagong antique?
There's
a sign. We've got bagong antique.
Mga repro?
Yeah, repro.
Or just can you make fun of existing slogans?
To a certain degree,
you can.
I think you can. Kasi, you know how like in music, when you're coming up with a jingle, and you're sampling an old song, as long as you don't go over, I think, 8 bars,
yeah,
then you're not copying the song. So some people use that as a technicality, na, as in literally 7 bars.
Na sobrang
the same song. Tapos biglang on the last bar, they change it up.
So pwede, I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be so much fun.
Like ganun.
Oh my gosh.
Or parang, I'm bulletproof, nothing to lose.
fire away, away, away. Parang ganun.
Pwede pa rin.
Pwede pa rin because you changed the tone.
Pero plagiarist pa rin yung lyrics.
O de.
Or ibahin mo.
Si Chico yon, walang suot. Tumatakbo sa dilim.
Oh, mga pwede ganun. Pa rin. Oh. Pero walang bibili.
I don't think anybody would get it.
Samboy says, for an electric company, we would be delighted if you send in your payment. However, if you don't, you will be delighted.
That's so witty.
Like D-lighted.
Lighted.
Yeah. Samboy says, for a wrecking company, wham bam, thank you ma'am.
Pwede.
Pero parang baka iba yung clientele na makuha.
Parang maraming mga parang, sir, I think you got the wrong.
Yeah, I think you've got the wrong impression on what our company does exactly.
Shivana says, we won't basag your trip. Travel agent.
Nice. Ah, nice. Well,
we won't basag it, we'll plan it.
Yeah.
Maximo says, for an insurance company, from womb to tomb.
Because they take care of you.
We'll take care of you.
The minute you're born, all the way till the day you die.
Meron pa, from maternity to eternity. Tapos yung third niya, medyo garbled eh. Parang from something shun to resurrection.
Conception.
Conception.
Conception. Exactly.
Pwede. What's wrong with that?
And Shivana says, for a funeral parlor, living things.
Living things. Yung living. Mga binibili mo para sa living.
Para sa living, di ba?
Living things. And the irony.
Uh-oh, the irony of it. Living things.
Okay.
Shrub75 says, for women. Period. Napkin.
Oh,
nga, no? For women. Diba?
For women. Dot. Period. Dot.
Nice. No? Can I just squeeze this one in?
Yeah.
Lilo Boy has a really good one for an existing business.
Yeah.
Grindr.
Yeah.
It's an app. We find gays. Diba?
Oh, so, no. We find gays.
We find gays.
Is it really just for gays?
Yes.
I don't know if that was the original intention.
I mean, can't girls?
I think there's a version.
Or is it male gays lang?
Male lang yata.
How would
check
they
your
know?
Account because we have an account.
Baka naman meron. Baka there's like a straight version.
What I don't know lang is if it was originally intended for that. Na parang it could have been like one of the, it could have been like the next Facebook or something like that, and it just so happened that most people who used it at that time were gay, mm-hmm. or are gay, and you know it just spread into the community even more.
I think it's really just for that.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you say that you're not a guy, you're not allowed to join.
I don't know about
Or Shiguro, you wouldn't because most of the people there are gay men.
Yeah.
And if you're a girl.
So parang pointless.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey, the Morning Rush is now the number one trending topic.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And actually, business slogans.
Is number three na.
Demo, refresh it. It's now business slogans at number one.
Okay. Gulo.
Weird, no? Oh, well, it's a nice
But either way, yeah.
And also, Samboy says, for a tire shop, invite us to your next blowout. Okay, Chuman was just saying, blender is for straights. Grindr is just for gay men.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos yung mga blender and grinder, no E.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
DR. DR.
Oh, and apparently Grindr actually was intended just for gay guys. Like the minute it was built, it was already for that.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 business slogans comes from Cristiano Reynaldo.
He says,
for a barbershop, if your hair is not becoming to you, you should be coming to us. Right? And so there you go, the top 10 business slogans. One final batch. And thank you for making it the top trending topic in the Philippines. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Business Slogans.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 4.
TMR.
It's Radio RX 93.1. And can we just say happy birthday? Actually, happy 21st birthday to Joel Tino.
Hey, happy birthday.
Coming from his mom and his dad. Happy, happy birthday.
It's been a while.
21 years old.
Oh my gosh.
That is crazy.
And also to Ehem Fahards.
Oh, happy birthday.
Celebrating birthday today. Yeah, so happy, happy birthday.
Wow.
But hello to Joel Tino. It's been a while since we last heard from him.
He was what grade? When grade,
he
right?
He was in entering high school when he first.
Oh, my gosh.
And now he's in Ateneo
21.
College. Yeah, I think he's.
21.
He's probably almost graduating.
Was this his class where his classmates said they loved your cheekbones, the way the light.
No, I think that's an older batch. That was way back in the 2000s, remember?
Pero that was Ateneo, right?
That was Ateneo as well.
Yeah. And thank you to everyone. Sayang lang, it already refreshed. Pero mga about 5 minutes ago. Morning Rush and...
Business slogans?
Business slogans were 1 and 2.
Now I think it's 3 and 4.
Yeah, it went down. Pero sa, well, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It doesn't matter what number. Thank you very much for always hashtagging. All right, final batch. Thank you to Shivana for suggesting the topic for today, the top 10 business slogans. Let's start off with Maku. For a funeral parlor, we accept advance bookings.
No, no. No, thanks.
Samboy
says, isn't that how you deal with it, though? I mean, no.
Well, some people do it. Like, some are very superstitious. They wouldn't do it because they feel like you're attracting.
You're attracting it.
The death energy.
But if you don't want to, like, bother the people who are around you.
Because I'm the type who would do that. I'll fix it already.
Yeah,
so
para at least when it happens.
Yeah.
Diba?
Like sabagay, a memorial plan.
Yeah.
Pero not the date of the
of course
of
not the
no,
date.
I don't think that's part of it.
Hindi kasi nga, kung may plano ka.
I-book
mo na. Kung may plano ka, kami bahala.
Oo, yung parang, ano ha, i-book mo
paano
na yung...
Kung suicidal ka, if you want, you know, you... How funny that you would be... You're looking for the most auspicious date to die.
Hindi, worse kung ang plano mo para sa ibang tao.
Para di pa tatawag ako. Ang magbubok ako para kay Chico Garcia.
Pero ikaw ang nagbubok, ha? Samboy says, for an ice store.
Ice?
Ice. Okay. Like yellow.
Like yellow.
We only have ice for you. Samboy says, for a maternity ward entrance, yung sa pintuan, there's a door sign that says, push, push, push.
That's cute.
Samboy also says, for a playground, keep your kids safe. They'll choose your nursing home later.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Samboy also says...
Do you think we'll ever get there where we do that to
we're
our...
not really the culture.
I hope we don't
ever do
that.
Yeah, we don't have that culture.
But wouldn't it be... I mean, I know that it seems cold, but wouldn't you want to be around people your age?
I think
people
you'd
who can
be
relate
with
to you.
I'd rather be with my family.
Ano kung makulit yung pamilya mo?
Hindi, it's still your family.
Talaga?
Kasi parang they're strangers. They're your age, but they're not people you don't know.
Pero minsan kasi may mga nanchichicks pa dun eh.
Yeah, they have their own social life.
They have their own social life there. Eh.
Pero so that's parang, rare.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know. I kind of see
at
it
that
also.
Age, that's not. I don't think that that's your concern.
Yeah.
I'd like to see grandkids when I'm that age.
And with Pinoy's talaga, you want to be with your family.
Family.
I think that's the end of. I mean, even if you hate them,
so what
you'd
if,
still rather be with your family.
You know how like you could be in their house, pero you're neglected naman, or you're treated like. You know how some people.
Pero that's more an exception.
I know, kasi a lot of families who do that, eh, na parang.
Really?
Like their grandfathers are just in like the top floor and they never like really see them. It's just he's there. You know what I mean? Na parang.
Well, if they're bedridden. Well, better if they're like walking around.
Oh, well, I guess.
The top floor.
Kawawa
na yun. Abuse na yun. Kawawa naman yun. Wag naman ganun. Tatum says, for a firing range, tutok muna bago putok. Of course, you have to aim. You have to aim first. Hindi ka naman pwedeng putok lang ng putok.
Oh,
delikado yun.
Delikado. Baka may matamaan ka.
At saka saan naman pupunta yun?
Oo. Oh.
Yeah.
Diba? It's dangerous.
Samboy says, take life with a grain of salt, plus a slice of lemon and a shot of our tequila.
Nice. That's a nice slogan.
That's actually nice. I wouldn't be surprised if they took that from an actual tequila company.
Yeah.
Melvin Laderio says, for memorial plan, die one, take one.
Die one, take
pero hindi kailangan sabay. Like, you pay for one memorial plan for free.
Pwede rin yan sa salon.
Die, hair dye.
Die one, take one.
Or pwede rin ano, for...
gambling.
Hindi, yung mga ano, yung parang maid agencies.
Die one, take one.
Or kunyari ano, salon. You buy one dye job. Pero you get another one. Pero obviously, you can't do
three
it sabay.
Later.
So, die another day.
Die another day.
You pay for one, but you get two. Pero obviously, you'll use it later on.
Yeah.
When the roots are showing.
Your roots are showing. Akira K says, a company that jazzes up your coffins. Bling, bling, your libing.
Bling, bling.
And,
parang ano, binibijuled.
Yun totoo.
What's an ilibing? Ah, yung magsiset up sila ng Skype.
Yeah. Webcam. Ilibing and Iburol. So you don't have to go there. You can just
But that makes sense for people who are abroad.
Yeah.
And they don't have money to come home.
Even the Bisita Iglesia?
Yeah.
Bisita Iglesia.
Yeah.
The church allowed there are specifications where you can do the Bisita Iglesia via the web.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but there are there are things that need to be met.
Like,
yeah.
Hindi pwedeng tinatamad ka lang.
Tamad ka lang.
And from Ren Ren Go Away,
this scares me.
It's a birth control delivery service.
Okay.
We come before you do. And also, next
hala,
up, Night Santi says,
10 o'clock na eh. Malakas na loob.
Ang slogan, bukas, hindi ka na sisikata ng araw. Window blinds. Literally.
Nanginindak pa eh. Bukas.
Scary.
Literally. Hindi ka na sisikata ng araw. And the top business slogan comes from Samboy.
Samboy says,
who sent us so many nice ones. For plumbers, ang slogan nila, we repair what your husband fixed. Diba?
Right. Because when you try,
husbands
talaga,
love to fix stuff around the house, but sometimes they make it worse.
They mess it up.
Yung mga nagdi-DIY na hindi naman magaling. So, what about us?
Okay, while we're doing that, a quick hi to Kat Arrow. She's tuned
in.
Hey,
hello, Kat.
Hi, Kat.
And apparently that Libbing Things is a real store.
Yeah. Si Jyoti sent us a photo. Did you see it? She
Libbing
tagged
Things.
Us. So what's a good...
Borley was just saying there's an actual slogan that says die now, pay later.
Ah, DIY or DIE. I assume DIY. And DIY.
How about for a beer brand? Beer brand.
Beer brand.
Ayun. Beer brand.
What about us?
We make girls look good.
Beer goggles?
Yeah.
Actually, no.
Diba?
Hindi dapat merong beauty parlor. Pupunta ka doon. Tapos hindi ka aayusan. Bibigyan ka lang ng beer. O painom mo to doon sa date mo.
Oo, yan. Biglang gaganda ka gaganda.
Instantly, gaganda ka.
You guys. Beer brand.
What would be a good business slogan?
Corny kasi malaisip ko. Talaga ako pwede sa ganitong trabaho. I would say.
Ako rin eh. Okay, for a dance studio. Sayaot sa gusto niyo.
Sayaot.
Sayaot sa gusto niyo. Sasayaw kayo.
Meron ako isa.
Oh, sige.
It's for a blow dry parlor, blow dry salon.
Sige. Bahala ka.
We live to
dry your
dry.
Hair.
Okay,
ganda, galing, galing.
We live to dry your hair.
I love it.
We live the style.
Yung mga students na gumagawa ng paper, or kahit hindi sila students, pero yung they make, let's say, papers for people, or come up with research.
Yeah.
For other people, they sell their services.
Oh, what? What's your slogan?
Fact. Now.
Pay later. Yeah.
We'll give you all the facts now. Don't pay today. You can pay tomorrow.
Guy fax whatever. Machine.
Fax
machine.
Yeah, pay later.
Or I know, like, because there are so many massage parlors, diba? So it's they specialize in head massage. So
yeah.
We give
head
good,
and shoulders.
Yo,
we give
yo,
good
yo,
massages.
Yo, yo,
we give good massages.
Head and shoulders.
We give great massages.
Gotta go.
This is slogan nila.
Tapang nitong isang to.
Tagal ang lamig.
Tagal talaga. I gotta go.
Okay. See you guys tomorrow.
Ano, okay. Meron pa? Meron ko pa.
Have a great Tuesday.
Meron pa.
Wala na.
Ano.
I'd rather not.
Or meron akong last.
I'd rather he doesn't.
Meron akong last.
Oh, sige.
Kasi not everybody has a vacuum cleaner that can take care of... yung wet and dry na vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no.
So they specialize in mga spills. So we will suck your carpet dry. Mga ganun.
Pwede yun. At saka yun, yung slogan for underwear.
Mm. Mm.
Kung ukol, bubukol. Diba so?
Ah, may isa ako.
Ano?
They sell socks.
Okay.
Sock you.
We sock you.
Please let us sock you.
Kasi.
Goodbye!
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush. RX 93.1.